That's the new one there from Meghan Trainor. It is called No. It is Fitzy and Webber with you on Nova. Well, this is an absolute honour. I feel like we need to play some Oscars music, or we need something huge here, because
I love this man. I can't believe this is about to happen.
We have followed his career for so long. An amazing actor, and he is the star of the new movie London Has Fallen. Morgan Freeman, are you there?
Yes.
Such an honour to have you on the show.
It is.
Well, thank you.
It is.
We are huge fans.
We are massive fans, and London Has Fallen, which is in cinemas tomorrow. You just seem to get yourself into trouble, Mr. Freeman. When you're the vice president, they always come to you when there's a national disaster. You're the one that's always getting into trouble.
I've never been part of an administration that was not in some form of trouble.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Well, you know, because this is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes.
And I was the Speaker of the House in that film.
Right.
And now in London Has Fallen, I am the Vice President.
Yes.
So I have gotten a promotion.
Oh, that's good. I mean, next one you're president.
Who knows? But then if I was the president in this film, I would be in the thick of it.
Yeah. I mean, the chopper would be crashing. I mean, you'd be dragged around the city. Yes. It's a tough game.
At least in this film, I'm safe.
Yep. Yes.
You're too true. I mean, I think, Morgan, I mean, you're 78 years old now, and this is pretty much, roughly, I think I was reading, it's a 78th film that you've starred in. Is that correct?
Wow. Well, yes, if you say so.
Yes, I do, Morgan Freeman facts.
Any new projects coming up, Morgan? I mean, we've loved your back catalogue, but, you know, is there anything in the plans that we should know about?
Ah, yes. This morning, as a matter of fact, I just signed a contract for something, and I shouldn't probably tell you this.
Oh, yeah, God.
But I'm very excited. I will be reprising my role as Red in the Shawshank Redemption Two.
No way.
When was this signed off?
Well, I just signed off this morning with my contract.
There's going to be another one.
That is the greatest news I've heard in a long time.
Wibber and I were just talking this morning that it is one of our favorite movies of all time.
Well, you know, I was not sold on this until I read the script, and it's Red. Red is in the future now, and he has found Andy Dufresne, as you know, from the first film.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And he and Andy open a business, and we break people out of jail for money.
Oh, this is sensational. You know what? I was talking to Dad about this on the weekend, because we were talking about the greatest films ever made. And if you Google the greatest films of all time, this is number one, Morgan Freeman. So the world will be so excited.
And they're paying me a whole lot of money.
And you deserve it, my friend. You deserve it.
That is awesome. Do you know what? My wife, well, we both love you, Morgan, and my wife adores you. You are seen as a little bit of a sex symbol. How do you go having that description as a sex symbol, Morgan?
Well, I don't mind it. You know what? I'll tell you. If I had to label my life, this film is London Has Fallen, but my life is The Ladies Have Fallen.
And once again, your vice president, sir. Too good looking for this country.
Actually, Morgan, how do you go with kissing scenes? I'd love to know. How many have you had, and how do you go with kissing scenes in movies?
Well, thankfully, I didn't have any kissing scenes in The Shawshank. I think that would have been. But I was in a film a while back, a couple of years ago now, with Diane Keaton. And I had to kiss her in the scene.
Yep.
And we had to keep starting and stopping and starting and stopping, because I was a little excited.
I mean, how heated did it get, Morgan?
Well, I was excited. And so as a gentleman does, you have to take a walk away and come back to it after you've cooled down.
Yep. Sometimes you just need a cold drink and a...
I'm not sure how that translates to Australia.
No, it works. It definitely works, Morgan. We're all on the same page here, and we're very proud of you.
Brilliant. London Has Fallen is in cinemas tomorrow. Morgan Freeman, this has been an absolute pleasure.
Together.
We are a big fan of yours. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Now, let me ask you this, because I have been looking at your website. What is a Fitzy Stitchy?
Oh, okay. Well, that's just little pranks that I play on Whipper.
Yeah, it's him stitching me up, Morgan Freeman, and he just put me into the South African jungle for the TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, my.
Mm, I was lucky to survive, Morgan. Yeah.
So like a Fitzy Stitchy might be, Fitzy would get a Morgan Freeman impersonator to call in to the show. Would that also happen?
That would be.
Oh, well, my goodness, I think it just happened.
What? It's another Fitzy Stitchy.
Jason Stevens, you can go to jasonsvoices.com.
Jason, that is so good.
Jason, can we hear your real voice? How are you, mate?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is me.
I think I've heard of you before, Jason. You've done a bit of TV, haven't you?
You know, I've been a little bit of everywhere.
Oh, mate, that is such a great voice. I mean, I'm disappointed about Shawshank Redemption 2, as it is one of my films. And I honestly thought Morgan Freeman would be a treat.
Oh, Jason, you are very, very
well
good.
Well done, guys.
Jasonsvoices.com. If you ever want to use Jason Stevens, mate, an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for doing that, buddy.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, see you, buddy.